This is Steve Allen's A Little Bit Extra, leading Britain's conversation. You're listening to our podcast of Steve Allen.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today, Tuesday, September the 13th, as the days go by really, really quickly. It's a case of, you know, 19th. Strange enough, I've got a hospital appointment on the 19th. How is it? I thought everywhere would be closed for the funeral. I thought even hospitals would sort of postpone things, but apparently not. So unless they sort of do it and then they're going to close for the duration of the funeral service, I've got no idea. Because I think it's 11 o'clock it kicks off. So supermarkets all... Oh, right. I thought they would open after the funeral. But supermarkets closed all day. Not all of them. Not all of them. And the corner shops will still be open. I bet you anything the coffee shops are open. I could almost bank money on that one, actually. Almost bank money on it. But they say the funeral of the Queen will be the biggest policing challenge in British history. And I think there's going to be thousands of officers in town. I don't think because there's any problem. I mean, it went through Edinburgh without any problems. They had one man shouting something at Prince Andrew. Somebody held up a plaque. Somebody held up a white board with nothing written on it. You know, three, maybe four maximum. So in London, I mean, I don't know. You know, it depends how many sort of mad people there are who think, yeah. I mean, because there's no law against shouting anything. It's just that it's a bit disrespectful at somebody's funeral. And you would have thought that they would have, you know, just sort of had a little bit of decorum, but obviously not. But Sir Mark Rowley, speaking about the security, said the first priority would have been it to enable the mourners to pay their respects. At the moment, they're doing 24 hours filing past the Queen's coffin. And it's very slow. I mean, if they're going to be doing it down here at Westminster Hall, it's going to be a case of it's going to be even slower because there's going to be hundreds of thousands, I think, of people who are going to be down there. And it's a case of how fast can you get people through because of the security? And the answer is not very fast at all. That's the problem. Joe Biden can take the beast to the Queen's funeral because... This is his car. It's because it's got all the bits and pieces and the gizmos and everything else, and it's fully armoured and everything else. Everybody else has got to take the bus. I don't know where they're going to park. Unless they're going to turn over Green Park to some sort of car park. The palace can issue personal invitations to anyone it chooses, but has not yet said so. Because it would be easier, wouldn't it, for people to be allowed to park in front of Buckingham Palace. They've got that huge courtyard there and inside... And it's not used for anything. It just sits there empty. So you could put all the official cars there and that'd be good. When you look at the Beast, which is the US president's car, it's a $1.5 million Cadillac. It's got night vision cameras, tear gas cannons and 8 inches of armoury. Because I remember when we've had American presidents over here before. There's like a convoy of God knows how many cars. One of them's a hospital car. There's also a telecommunications car. There's a van and everything else. There's all this. It's unbelievable. Lots of questions. You know, when can you see the Queen's coffin? I have to be honest. It's not something that interests me in the slightest. I've seen the coffin. It's just going to be on the catafalque. It's not an open coffin or anything like that. So I don't know what people think they're going to be seeing. They've got very strict rules on, you know, on what you can take, what you can't take. They say official guidance is dress appropriately for the weather. They say you should bring food and drink. So what are you going to put that in? I mean, assumably you're allowed to walk through with a carrier bag and a power bank for your phone if required and the essential medication. Food should be eaten before you enter Westminster Hall. Flasks and water bottles are OK as long as they are clear. But in fact, wait a minute. So flasks or water bottles, except clear bottles, must be emptied of their contents before the security thing. And there's going to be bins for you to put stuff into. It'd be like going to a rock concert. You won't be allowed to take in anything that's not clear and see-through, which seems fair enough. So the Queen's coffin, yeah, at all the rock concerts, you can't take water in. They actually stop you taking water in because they don't know what you're taking in with it. So, it's a case of a lot of people go, oh, it's this. If it's in something that you can't see through, could be vodka and Coke, could be just about anything you can think of. I'm sure there must be loads of people that smuggle booze in. But the late Queen's coffin will remain in Edinburgh for 24 hours before it's flown back to London tomorrow. And it's quite interesting to wait and see what's going to happen. Actually, just going back to the subject of Andrew, who's not allowed to wear any uniforms, but he wore his medals. He also wasn't allowed to salute. Everybody else had to keep his hands by his side. I'm surprised he didn't break with tradition, actually, and just completely ignore it. The same for Harry. He can't wear any uniforms either, but still clinging on to Meghan's hand for grim whatever.
Critics and audiences agree ABBA Voyage is a concert like no other. The Times calls it out of this world.
The Guardian calls it jaw-dropping.
And Rolling Stone says it has to be seen to be believed.
See it only at the new ABBA Arena, London.
Check the website for best availability.
Book yours today at abbavoyage.com.
So the Queen died and everybody was saying it was the best place for her to die because she loved Balmoral. I thought the crowd were fantastic. I thought the crowd were fantastic in Edinburgh. I thought, considering, I don't think they'd rehearsed that bit. It was a case of they looked really good. People walked. It was a hell of a walk up and down hills and everything else. And then but the people who had sort of the weight of the enormous coffin. I mean, it really was a big coffin. I looked at it. When you saw the shots from on top of it, it was huge. It was huge. And I remember sort of thinking to myself, goodness me, I mean, you know, there's almost room for her and a few corgis inside. But the eight bearers, the pallbearers, my God, they I mean, you know, apart from the weight of the coffin, which must have been immense, then you've got a person inside it. What she's been buried with, I don't know. I don't know if it's tradition with the royal family to be buried with a piece of silver, a piece of jewellery, whatever it is. All I know is that this coffin that she's in at the moment will then be placed into a lead-lined coffin and then they will seal it. It will be sealed. So in years to come, if they so desired, they could open the coffin and see, which they did do a couple of years ago now, I think it was, with Charles I, because there's quite a few people down there. Apparently, Princess Margaret's ashes are down there, as opposed to Princess Margaret, the ashes, which I thought was very odd. No, I don't know why she got cremated. But when you look at a picture of the Queen, it's sort of, actually, it's a nice picture, but she was literally a day and a half away from dying. Charles welled up. Why would people be surprised that he didn't well up? It's his mother. But he did then broke into a smile. He needs Camilla. I have to be honest, and I'm a huge fan of Diana, as you know, but I think had Diana been there, I don't think she would have been as much support, because I think she would have needed support. Whereas Camilla is very much her own person. And she's exactly, in fact, he's always credited her with sort of everything, and that's good, really. So I think she's very good. But they did their vigil. I don't know how long they did, actually. I thought it was probably about 10 minutes of a vigil. And then, because you're standing there, and it's very difficult, especially as Charles, in his 70s now, he must be absolutely knackered. Walked up and down, then this tour, back into a helicopter, on a train, and then in a car, and then this and that. It's quite amazing. Jenna Bush Hager had a wonderful dinner with Prince Charles hours before the Queen died. The Today host was supposed to have dinner with Camilla on Wednesday before their sit-down, but Charles took her place after her flight was delayed. I don't know who Bush Hager is. Who is Bush Hager? She's some chat show host or something, but I've got no idea. She's the host of Today, but that doesn't mean anything to me at all. Oh, it's an Australian thing. Oh, OK. Oh, well, she's then opened up about the dinner, which, of course, as all the prime ministers were saying on the television, they had a programme of all the prime ministers who the Queen has met. And they said that she's the only person you'll ever meet who you tell her something in confidence, it goes no further. She, you know, you could literally ask her anything at all and she wouldn't divulge. She did like a bit of gossip. She did. The Countess of Wessex, looking very solemn. She attended this vigil. She didn't need to stand, as indeed the men did. And I think Princess Anne did as well. But she's very good at things like that. Kate Middleton shares a cheek-patting moment with a member of the public. A lot of people want to keep touching people. You know, don't touch, please. We don't do touching. You know, it's just one of those sort of things. Some people get a little bit overwrought with the whole thing and sort of become very emotional. Princess Anne will remain by the Queen's side for the journey from Scotland to London today. She accompanied from Balmoral to Edinburgh. And then I think 7 p.m. this evening, the plane will land at RAF Northolt. And you feel very sorry, you know, only girl out of the boys. And it was interesting to see. I still can't work out why they can't get people through quicker. But the trouble is, people want to linger. They don't want to sort of be rushed through. And that's why it's going to take forever to get people through. Yes, as this is live, it's going 24 hours. Trains could run around the clock to help well-wishers travelling to London for the Queen's funeral. Well, that's a good idea. I think they've negotiated a deal on that one beforehand. So it worked 24 hours. How does that happen? But, you know, the pallbearers, I think, did tremendously well. Queen Elizabeth II may not be replaced on Australia's $5 note anytime soon. They haven't made a decision. But anytime soon, they're not going to be doing it. They do have pictures of Charles, which they can use, but they say he's unlikely to appear on Australia's $5 note in the immediate future. And just when he may appear is up in the air. Amanda Holden means business, a navy-belted suit as she heads for work after a very sombre visit. She went down to Buckingham Palace to see the crowds and everything else and then headed in here. So they took a couple of pictures of her. Britney Spears has said that she'll never perform again. She said, no, I'm not. She said she is traumatised for life after being humiliated into working with the tiniest backup dancers whilst on tour. And so she said, no, I don't know why. You know, it's just perhaps one of those sort of things. Some people get to that stage where they go, I don't want to work anymore. And I don't really feel it's necessary. And she has been through traumas. Good God in heaven. Has she been through traumas? Ellie Goulding commands attention in a £3,500 coat as she steps out in New York. And why do they have to tell you how much something is worth? Do they tell you something is worth something so you go, oh, right. This might be a freebie. I don't know. But, I mean, yeah, because they've told you who actually made the coat, who it's sold by. It's very nice. It's got lots of bits and pieces on it, and it's worth £3,500. It's black puff sleeves, which does make it look slightly ridiculous. But, of course, what do I know about fashion? Absolutely bugger all, I'm afraid. Absolutely nothing at all. Apart from that, in the papers today, Kerry Katona was banned from TikTok and now not banned from TikTok because she showed her bum. The trouble is that she doesn't really have a job anymore now. Taking her clothes off is apparently classed as a job. And Katie Price has been out for another, for the fans only site or whatever it is, where you take your clothes off and somebody pays you money. It's a bit tacky and a bit tarty, but keeps her happy. And what else was happening in the world of show business? Nothing really, apart from a lot of people sort of saying nice things about the Queen, which is nice, which is very, very nice. You know, you would expect people to say nice things. As I say, apart from three people in Edinburgh, which actually out of the thousands up there, you can't complain. Goodness sake, I'd have been expected, you know, to see a bank of people holding up signs saying, not our king, and, you know, we don't. There was that stupid woman who ran the fish and chip shop, who obviously is not the full ticket, because she was saying all sorts of things about Walt Disney, which if he'd been alive, they'd have sued the hell out of her. And she made various other comments, and then, you know, Lizzie dead and all this kind of stuff. You know, I hope her business collapses, and she's taught a lesson. Because you just can't have things. I mean, she stood outside her chip shop with sort of this thing saying about the Queen being dead. And I remember thinking, don't you have any respect for anybody? You know, I mean, it doesn't matter whether you like her or you don't like her. You don't do things like that. That's somebody's, you know, funeral. You know, it's somebody's life. And she served very well indeed. The fact that you're crap at doing fish and chips, of course, is neither here nor there. I should imagine loads of people would be avoiding your place like the plague. You might find one or two supporters, but I predict the next thing we read is your business has gone under. And it can only happen to such a nice person. It was like that person the other day who phoned Daryl, whose name I can't remember, but he came from Welsh Wales, and was talking about Darren's Mercedes. And he kept making these sort of funny little noises. And Darren said to him at one point, is there something the matter with you? And the answer is, of course there was. You could hear that from the moment he opened his mouth. But these people vote. These people vote. Luckily, you know, probably not a royalist, I shouldn't think. But I thought it was good. I thought the crowd were quite noisy, actually. When you heard some of the thing, the BBC coverage was terrible at points. They had people talking over each other. When one of the newsreaders was doing their thing, it was coming back as an echo. And you think, can't they apologise when they come back and go, I'm sorry we've screwed up with the sound and some of the camera pick. They've been doing it long enough. But wonder what was going through those pallbearers' minds as they were taking Her Majesty in. Yeah, well, they're all clinging on to each other, so they've got their arms on the shoulder of the one in front, so even if it drops a little bit. But I bet they were going, oh, dear, we're great. You can imagine them outside the cathedral having a quick cigarette, to gird their loins and get themselves ready for the next part. They only had to carry it out of the cathedral and then into the hearse, but they've done a fantastic job. And in years to come, they did the same with Diana. You know, the people who carried Diana's coffin, what are they like now? What were their memories of the day? And you will get exactly the same from the pallbearers for Her Majesty the Queen. I mean, slightly bigger. I was slightly worried that not enough people would turn up, but there's so much pomp and ceremony and circum-what's-it thingy that goes along with it, that it's a case of you have to do it and it's all got to be done in the right order. You've got to do it, you've got to follow protocol. But so far, everybody's done remarkably well. Absolutely fantastic. So, have a great day. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning at the same time. Until then, stay safe.
Leading Britain's conversation, LBC.